This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is what I call halftime. Halfway through the show, 2 hours down, two more to go. Appreciate you hanging with me here on a Friday night. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you are. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Times are tough. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, hit them up 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I got two more hours with you. A big shout out to the past two. Thank you, Ryan McDonough, former Phoenix Suns general manager, for coming by and breaking down exactly what the NBA is looking forward to with a return. They're trying to aim towards the end of July. They're trying to figure out about 20 or so teams that come back, having some play-in games. So teams that were close to getting into the playoffs in that eighth seed in both conferences have an opportunity to still make the playoffs. Sounds like a good idea to me. I'm in favor of it. Get them warmed up. Let the teams that were close to making the playoffs give them an opportunity to get in and then go full steam ahead. And, you know, at the same time, if we can have a healthy fall, let's get the NFL going. You know, everybody should have their space and time. Unless you're Major League Baseball and, you know, all you do is, you know, keep soiling yourself. It's like you can't walk straight. You can't get to the bathroom in time. That's Major League Baseball right now. Just a whole lot of accidents. Let's see if they can get things together over the next several weeks so they can go ahead and actually have a Major League Baseball season. Because the optimism is waning in that regard. The past hour, we spoke about a lot of NFL coaches who are holding their teams back. Folks like Adam Gase and Matt Patricia, Dan Quinn in Atlanta, Matt Nagy of the Chicago Bears. You know, can he recapture going out there and winning Coach of the Year? You go from Coach of the Year and then a couple of years later, it's just like, hey, dude, you might be out the door. He certainly has some work to do. And then before we went to break, I mean, I told you about Jim Harbaugh, who seemingly is delusional right now. Thinks Michigan is real close to like winning a championship. It's like, can you beat Ohio State first? Like, you think Michigan is in that Clemson range? You think it's in that Alabama range? His brother needs to call him and get him correct. It's a little tricky here. How about you beat Ohio State first? He has some work to do. Okay, you can find me online. My Twitter is at JR Sport Brief. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. And our phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, as I told you before we went to break, there are a lot of people talking right now. Coaches like Jim Harbaugh saying crazy things. You have Major League Baseball players and their commissioner saying wild things that alienate the public and also the future of their game. Just all across the board, folks are opening up their mouth. We got retired basketball players. I mean, I haven't heard from Clyde Drexler in about 20 years. I know Clyde does a lot of broadcasting, but on a national scale, you know, when's the last time Clyde Drexler, the Glide, when's the last time he made news? I mean, even Clyde had to put in 2 cents about the Last Dance documentary. He's like, hey, why is everybody calling, you know, Mike and LeBron the GOAT? What about all of the other great players that have come through the ranks? With all due respect, yes, I agree to a certain degree. Yeah, you got guys like Jerry West and Oscar Robertson. You know, so Clyde is even making some noise. But as we return, hopefully, towards football, and maybe a month and a half from now, moving towards NFL training camps, I told you about Mr. Bill O'Brien, head coach and de facto general manager of the Houston Texans. And I told you when he did the trade, when he sent DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona, that Bill O'Brien was basically trying to write his own check out of town. He's bringing in all of these injured players. You're bringing in a David Johnson, who I want to say, obviously, I think he might have one more good year in him. But you're bringing in players like him and Cooks, who are past their prime. And DeAndre Hopkins said, you know, a while ago, he's like, I basically asked for more money so I could get traded. I didn't want to be there anymore. But then Bill O'Brien is just kind of like, oh, well, you know, he wanted money and we couldn't pay him, so I got him out of there. The only dude who's going to get paid and might be happy is Deshaun Watson, but he's not going to be happy when a lot of his position players aren't available to even catch the football. So having said that, DeAndre Hopkins had something very interesting to say. And this is a conversation that has been had, I feel, for the past several years. I don't think the rankings have pretty much changed. And it comes down to, you know, who are or who is the best wide receiver in the NFL. And when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins, he didn't mince words when he said, I definitely think I'm the best. Said this yesterday. I know I'm the best. Mike Thomas is my boy. He says, I love him. But he knows if I had Drew Brees my whole career, what these numbers would be. Julio Jones knows if I had Matt Ryan my whole career. That's my boy. I trained with Julio too. He knows what these numbers would be. Those guys are definitely blessed to be in a position where their whole career they had a Pro Bowl quarterback. Quarterbacks they've spent multiple seasons with. But I don't complain. I don't make excuses. I go out there and work. Touche. I got to tell you, if you want to ask me, since the guy was drafted in 2013, you know, what do you hear from DeAndre Hopkins? Nothing. He has some of the, if not arguably, the best hands in the game. You can dispute that. I think he has the best hands in the game. And he's right. Not everybody is catching passes from Drew Brees. Not everybody is catching passes from Matt Ryan, even though I know a lot of folks just can't stand Matt Ryan. I have no idea why. He's not Lamar Jackson, but I mean, this is a MVP caliber QB who's been there, who's been for the better part of consistent. And that's DeAndre Hopkins' point here. I mean, I told you the guy was drafted in 2013. Let's think about some of the guys over that span that DeAndre Hopkins has had to catch passes from. Matt Schaub. Hi, Matt Ryan's backup. Case Keenum. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who day to day, one day he might throw you a touchdown. The next day he might throw you an interception. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. And he has about a season left of that before he has to hand the whole team over to Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. Remember Ryan Mallett? Brian Hoyer. Brock Osweiler. Tom Savage. These are some of the QBs that DeAndre Hopkins has had to play with his career. So when he brings up Michael Thomas catching passes from Drew Brees, when he brings up Julio Jones snagging passes from Matt Ryan, he has a good point. The only other player who I venture to say might be comparable to a certain degree is maybe you want to talk about, Odell Beckham Jr. I remember Odell pretty much spending lots of time talking about how much Eli Manning, he insinuated, didn't get him the ball. And we know he certainly didn't like all of the misses and basically throwing the ball not to him last year from Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield had more damn turnovers than he did touchdowns last season. Missed his mark a whole damn lot. So I can understand DeAndre Hopkins' point. Is he the best wide receiver in football? That's debatable. You do have Michael Thomas, who I believe, just because of the volume of targets, is able to rack up insane amounts of yardage. Drew Brees is quick strike, get the ball out. I'm not trying to take no hits. I'm in my 40s now. Here, Michael Thomas, get the damn football. You think about Julio Jones. Julio Jones has had the benefit of consistently playing with Matt Ryan all of these years. He's been a number one. And I think if you want to go back the past several years, I would personally say that Julio Jones has consistently been the best wide receiver in football. And probably the best overall wide receiver when you think about his skill set. Oh, yeah. And then when Matt Ryan throws an interception, Julio Jones is not afraid to go and tackle. Julio Jones is a football player. He's not a prissy wide receiver. Odell Beckham Jr. is obviously one of the best wide receivers, but he's someone who's been hurt. If you're going ahead and you're starting a team at this point in his career, are you just going to go ahead and snatch up Odell Beckham Jr.? Are you afraid that he's going to be injured? You can't forget about someone like Tyreek Hill. He has the benefit of playing with arguably, and not even arguably, the best quarterback in the NFL right now in Tyreek Hill. So I can understand what DeAndre Hopkins is saying. You know, he did have that stretch, obviously, with Deshaun Watson. But he played with like 10 other QBs before Deshaun even got into the picture. And since he got drafted, DeAndre has still had the third most receiving yards and catches in the NFL. And he's second most in touchdowns. So he has a case. What would Hopkins do? I think it's a case we would never know. So I don't know why he's bringing it up. And playing this upcoming season with Kyler Murray, I believe Kyler Murray's going to light it up. He's going to have an opportunity to look and go, oh, wow, there's Hopkins. Oh, wow, there's Kirk. Oh, wow, he's still over there. Larry Fitzgerald. You know, you got Kenyon Drake in the backfield going to have a full season with Arizona. So now Hopkins is going to be on a full offense. Is he going to get the same amount of targets? He is the number one receiver, obviously. But is he going to get the same amount of chances? So I like what DeAndre is saying. I find it ironic that you never really ever heard DeAndre say too much. Now that he's out of Houston, he's touting his own horn. He's not lying. He couldn't say this while he was still playing in the organization. What is he going to come out and say? Hey, before Deshaun Watson got here, I played with a bunch of trash quarterbacks. He's not going to say that. Pretty sure he's thrilled to be playing with Kyler Murray. So this is a good idea. Does he have the best hands, I believe, in the NFL? Yes. But if you're asking me, I would go ahead and say Julio Jones is the best wide receiver. I take him if I'm starting my squad with a wide out. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. DeAndre Hopkins thinks he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What wideout would you start on your team? Don't move anywhere. We're taking your phone calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about wide receivers. Who's the best wide receiver in football? DeAndre Hopkins says, I definitely think I'm the best. He says, I know that. He says, if I had Drew Brees my whole career, what my numbers would be. If I had Matt Ryan my whole career, he knows what my numbers would be. He said, those guys are definitely blessed to be in a position where their whole career, they had a Pro Bowl quarterback. I mean, he was drafted in 2013, DeAndre Hopkins was, and he's had to catch passes from everybody, the likes of Ryan Mallett to Brian Hoyer, Tom Savage. At least he got a solid QB in Deshaun Watson. But where would he line up? I mean, I'm pretty sure his numbers would be great. Michael Thomas has been out here leading the world in catches, snatching up 1,700 yards. Julio is just a beast. Let's go to the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Let's talk to Scott calling up from Florida. Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR. I blame Bill Belichick for holding back the New England Patriots. I also, furthermore,
Scott.
Yeah.
What is Bill? What exactly have the New England Patriots? This isn't a wide receiver, but what exactly have the New England Patriots been held back from?
As far as I'm concerned, Robert Kraft, who's the owner.
Yes.
Got rid of Tom Brady. So I ultimately hold him responsible for the Patriots. Now they're never going to win any more Super Bowls because of Robert Kraft.
Scott, I mean, that's thank you for predicting the future. I mean,
fact, JR. They're not going to. Robert Kraft killed the goose that lays the golden egg. I assure you that no more Super Bowls for the New England Patriots.
Well, you just said Bill Belichick is the one holding him back, but now you're Robert. So which one is it?
Ultimately, I blame Kraft more than I blame, because Kraft had the power to keep Tom Brady, and he blew it. He blew it and got rid of him.
Okay,
so now,
Scott. Well, hold on, Scott. Do me a favor. We got some callers behind you. We're talking about wide receivers right now.
Right.
Who's the best wide receiver in football?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's okay,
know.
Scott.
I'm not.
It's okay. I mean, the Patriots don't have one, so don't worry about it. Maybe N'Keal Harry can step up. Let's go to Andrew, who's calling up from Chicago. Andrew, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, not much, JR. Hey, I'll take DeAndre all day long with that confidence. Top five wide receiver, in my opinion, and he's got that confidence. Bring him on board.
He's top five, but who would you select as the top? If you had to pick one wide receiver for your squad, who would it be?
Right now, I'm going to go with DeAndre. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, so if he can pair up with Aaron Rodgers, I'll take him.
I think if you paired up with Aaron Rodgers right now, you'd be better than some of the guys they have in the room.
Well, I wish they would have drafted a wide receiver. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, so does Aaron Rodgers. You want to talk about wide receivers, he's begging for another one besides Devontae. Andrew, I appreciate you calling up from Chi-Town.
Hey, can I talk to you about the NBA for a minute?
A minute? Can you give me quick 10 seconds? We got some callers behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just concerned about NBA's next season starting. How long is it going to last? We're starting late July. Are we looking at December?
Yeah, no, they're trying to get out of Dodge. Thank you, Andrew. They're trying to get out of Dodge and be finished by October at the minimum. So the season wouldn't get going again until Christmas or after Christmas. So bet on that. Let's talk to Seth in Jacksonville. Seth, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Give me a wideout.
It's Michael Thomas, man. And my favorite thing about this guy is he's got a lot of qualities like Michael Jordan, and it's not just sharing the first name. It comes down to, you know, he's always got a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, from being drafted in the second round, and I think it, just seeing this stuff from DeAndre Hopkins, you know he's going to have a great year even with an old quarterback. I understand it's Drew Brees, but, man, at the end of the day, the guy just gets catches left and right. He's got great hands. And for whatever reason, I think people undervalue receptions. I mean, you got a guy that everybody knows on the field the ball's going to get thrown to him. Sure, he's got a great quarterback, but he doesn't drop the ball, man.
Yeah, well, I agree with what you said there, Seth, but do we got to put the Michael Jordan chip on the shoulder with Michael Thomas in the same sentence? Does that go together?
Oh, absolutely, man. You gotta look at his goodness. Twitter handle, man. He's been Can't Guard Mike since he was before college.
Yeah, but there's a difference. It seems like Michael Thomas just wants to start beef with everybody online. It's like nobody says anything to him about anything, and then boom, here's Michael Thomas just chiming in.
Here's the thing, man. Yeah. Michael Jordan, he didn't have that internet or social media to do that. You think Michael Jordan would have been any different had he been in this era?
I think yes.
I just disagree with you there, man. I do.
From Michael Jordan's personality, Michael Jordan, you see it even now. Michael Jordan is reserved. You know, there's LeBron James who has an opinion about a lot of things, and then there's James Harden who, you know, you don't hear about. Okay, and it's not the quality of player, but not every single athlete and every single star has that personality where they're going to put their two cents out. And so, no, I mean, Michael Thomas, even though he's a wide receiver, even though it's a different sport, I'm not putting Michael Jordan's name anywhere near Michael Thomas. And when it comes to having a chip on his shoulder, not at all. No comparison. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. If you're starting an NFL roster, what wide receiver do you want to start with? Let's go to Tim in Tennessee. Tim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
What's up, JR? Okay. My personal opinion on wide receivers now. I got to touch on something. I know callers is behind me. I got you on that. But if you take different quarterbacks, like I'm a Patriots fan, and have been for many, many, many years, and I love all the other quarterbacks in the NFL league that does good. But Michael Thomas is a beast, man. I mean, he's a beast. And I know that Julio Jones is a beast also in his own way. But you've got so many wide receivers that you can speak about. I mean, you know, looks like Tyreek Hill did last year. I mean, you know, he dominated. His numbers is phenomenal.
He didn't even play the whole season, and he came out and killed it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he absolutely killed it. Without him, they would not be the champions that they are right now. Now, I have to say that. Take him away and some of the things that he'd done in the games, and we could talk about that all night. I understand that. But I'm just saying that whole formula of where he was at with them, I mean, he was amazing. Now, let's talk about Brady just for a second when he was with the Patriots.
So which wait. So which wide receiver, Tim? Are you telling me Michael Thomas is the guy that you would start your team with?
I would definitely Michael Thomas.
Okay. All right.
Yep. You'd have to.
What's your point about Tom Brady? Quickly, please.
Okay. Now you're talking about a quarterback leading receivers and stuff like that and everything. Okay. What about Edelman? Would Tom Brady be where he was at without him or Gronkowski?
Oh well, I mean, everybody needs somebody, but then at the same time, I feel Tom Brady, outside of last year, because you can't just go out and just find wide receivers off the street to a certain degree. And, you know, somebody like N'Keal Harry was supposed to be that guy out of ASU, but he was hurt to start the year. Doesn't always work that way. Let's talk to Jim in Georgia. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a wide out.
Well, I've coached running backs, quarterbacks, and receivers. And I really –
kind of like at the youth league in high school, the defense, because I know what's coming at me. And I know, and I look at receivers who can, and you look at them and say, who can hurt me? Julio ain't going to hurt me. Now, when I come to say I would start a team, and I don't know what kind of meltdown brain load that Antonio Brown had to go and do. But when you say Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas, or DeAndre, any time over Julio. Julio lives between the 20s, goes non-existence from the 20 to the goal line, and in the end zone is lost. And then you can say a tight end I would start with.
But we're not talking about, Jim.
Double team and triple team.
Well, Jim, I'm not talking about tight ends. I'm talking about wide receivers.
Catch the ball, but, I mean, at least he can find in a squirrel, a blind squirrel can find an acorn or get a touchdown in the end zone over Julio.
So you don't like Julio Jones because you don't feel that he's active enough in the red zone?
You think you should be paid number one. You're the best. But did he rank for touchdown catches? Where are you at in the big time? Where are you at from the 22? And the numbers are there. Everybody was talking about paying his money. Gurus out there on the radio like y'all, they said two or three of them. I wouldn't pay him because 20 years ago, he's lost.
Jim, I put it to you this way. If Julio Jones,
if you go out there and catch y'all between the 20s, but yards –
Jim, what's your 40?
I
don't know what's your 40, Jim. What's your 40?
Michael Thomas, Antonio Brown,
Jim.
He had his.
Oh, Jim.
Here living in Georgia.
No,
we
Jim.
About that kind
no,
of stuff.
No,
Julio
Jim.
Ain't the beast everybody believes he is.
Well, Jim, you didn't tell me what your 40 is. How fast do you run?
Oh, I ran it back then in the day. Oh, I ran like 4.6, 4.5.
Oh, okay. All right, Jim. Well, maybe back in the day, you could have been out there from Barkowski and started catching those passes. Because let me tell you something. If Matt Ryan didn't have Julio, you know, the Falcons would be in a totally different position. Okay? You can talk about, oh, he doesn't catch enough touchdowns. I don't want to pay him. Then who the hell do you want to pay? You? You talk about what you used to run back in the day. What you running now? Julio Jones just captures so much attention. And this is from someone who has had the opportunity to now watch him plenty of times. And look at all the attention that he gets live in person with my own two eyes here in Atlanta. And to see the attention that he gets, how he hauls in the passes. And he said it himself. He's like, listen, what you want from me? If the touchdown passes go over there to Ridley and I don't catch it, what do I care? 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a whole lot of people saying crazy things this show. I guess this is the crazy JR Sport Brief on a Friday night. Dominique Foxworth, he has something crazy to say about Pat Mahomes. We're going to talk about it. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. DeAndre Hopkins says, I'm the best wide receiver in the NFL. If I, like Michael Thomas, had a Drew Brees or like Matt Ryan or like Julio Jones, had Matt Ryan throwing me the football, I'd be better off. But look at all the QBs and quarterbacks I had before Deshaun Watson even came into the picture. Matt Schaub, Case Keenum, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett, Brian Hoyer, Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage. Ugh. What is DeAndre Hopkins supposed to do with those guys? Okay, the phone lines are open. Do you agree with DeAndre Hopkins? Would you select him as your number one wideout if you had to go ahead and grab a wide receiver? Jason is calling up from Boise, Idaho. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Well, I tell you what, I would select Hopkins. I believe him. Just watching him over the last several years, he doesn't drop passes for one, also catches passes that he shouldn't catch. And that is more important for any young quarterback or even a great quarterback like Brady. If you have somebody that you know you throw that ball up to when you're in trouble and they can get it one way or the other, that's the kind of receiver I want.
Okay. I can't disagree with you on that one, Jason. Thank you for calling up from Idaho. Look, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins has made some amazing catches. His hands are undeniable. If the ball comes in contact with his fingers, he's basically hauling it in. Let's talk to Dan in Michigan. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me the best wideout.
JR, I agree with you with Julio Jones, but I think you're sleeping on a guy that's probably better. Galladay for Detroit.
He didn't Babytron
last year.
Babytron. What are people missing?
Galladay? Didn't he have the most touchdown catches in the NFL last year? And he had crap quarterbacks.
So does that mean he's the best? You would take him. You would take him over everybody else.
Galladay with Tom Brady last year, Brady's in the Super Bowl again. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. He catches it if it's even close. And you don't get a lot of drops like all the other receivers we've had here in Detroit. I mean,
Well,
I've seen a plethora of receivers.
Okay.
And they all had lots of drops. Galladay, no.
Well,
you put Galladay with Brady, I'm telling you what, he's in the Super Bowl last year, and they win it.
Well, let me tell you something, Dan. I hope, like the other great players that preceded him, I hope he doesn't get run out of town because of the organization.
Well, I think he's got his head on his shoulders, and he believes in Patricia. I honestly think that. That's why I said that Detroit was going to win the division at 9-7.
Well, he'd be
Galladay
one of the few. He'd be one of the few players. Let's see what happens, Dan. Appreciate you for calling up from Michigan. That would be a first, a player who has some faith in Matt Patricia. That's a first. Let's talk to Bob in Pittsburgh. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show, man. Just think you're doing a thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Bob. Bob gave me a compliment, and he got cut right the hell off. Come on, Bob, get a good phone, brother. Let's go to New Orleans. Let's talk to Don. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, my man, how you doing tonight?
I'm terrific. Give me the best wideout. Who are you going with? You going to tell me Michael Thomas?
I'm absolutely going Michael Thomas. I've seen Drew Brees make receivers look great.
You're going to say Colston?
Marcus Colston, right? What is Marcus Colston? He was so consistent year in and year out. Drew Brees. Look what happened to Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham, was he with the Saints? He was awesome. When he went someplace else,
trash.
Nothing, okay? Holy right. Garbage. Michael Thomas. You know what makes Michael Thomas separate from everybody else? Attitude, work ethic, and the fact that he's consistent. You can double coverage Michael Thomas, he's still going to make the catch. You want reliability, you want consistency, you want toughness, Michael Thomas. He's got great work ethic. He's got a great attitude. He's a great teammate. That's who I'm going with. All these other guys, when somebody's got to go out there and extol himself because they don't have a good quarterback, that's an attitude problem. They think they're better than the team, right?
Mm.
I'm not denying their talent, but you know something? Give me a good attitude. Give me a heart and all that stuff. Great hands. Look, you can't deny all the intangibles with Michael Thomas, plus the tangibles as him as a receiver, and he works hard. I'm going Michael Thomas.
So let me ask you a question, Don. I can't argue with that. Everything you said is a valid point. But why does Michael Thomas got to fight everybody on the internet? You talk about
because
his attitude.
Because he's in a small market. He's in a small market. If Michael Thomas was in New York or Los Angeles or someplace else, he would get more pub. Given his level of talent and productivity and his work ethic, he would have a lot more. He's in a small market. Nobody's going to give him respect being in this town. That's why he has to go out and basically – sell himself.
He does more than sell himself. He just argues with other players and all types
of
stuff.
I like his attitude because you know why? He's not getting the respect that he deserves.
I don't know about that, Don. I appreciate you for calling up for one of my favorite cities in New Orleans. Yeah, I don't know. Michael Thomas not getting any respect? I mean, we could talk about his draft position, but look, ain't nobody out here catching 150 passes and hauling in 1700 and 1800 yards. He's doing that. How much more attention do you want? I mean, does he have to, like, go Joe Horn? He got to pull the phone out from under the goalpost when he scores? I mean, what more do we want? He got to pick up and call the media, pay attention to me, like call the press box? Everybody sees what Michael Thomas does. I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. But why you got to beef with guys like Devontae Parker? What you beefing with him for? Like, wait until someone puts their name in your mouth instead of saying, I got to jump into it. Chill out. Sometimes it's better to shut up. I know a couple of days ago we spoke about athletes, some of the top athletes who just need to shut up. And trust me, a lot of responses that I got was Michael Thomas. Like, why are you beefing? You know what I hear from Julio Jones? Nothing. Zip. Zero. Nada. You know what I hear from Mike Evans? Nothing. I mean, you always have that wide receiver. You always have that grouping of guys who just talk and talk and talk, always have something to say. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. is in that range. And I blink and go, oh, damn, well, Odell has been around for a while now. And it's almost like Baker Mayfield. A lot of players need to take the Baker Mayfield approach, and it's taken him years to actually get here. Baker Mayfield finally came out and said, you know what? I don't have nothing to say. I just need to play. It's because he's at the end of the rope. And if he doesn't pull it back just a little bit, he's going to be a backup somewhere. And it's unfortunate a lot of athletes and just people in general find that out too late. Sometimes you just need to just be quiet. It's really that simple. Now, I want to tell you about something I found extremely interesting. Dominique Foxworth came out and said that Patrick Mahomes, in order for Patrick Mahomes to be considered as one of the greatest of all time, that he needs to go out and win 3 Super Bowls. Okay, fine. All right. That's reasonable. Patrick Mahomes is not even 25 years old yet. We know, and he's one of the most exciting quarterbacks. He's one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, who the hell comes out in basically their first full year of play and throws for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns? That's ridiculous. And then comes out and balls out and then wins MVP. And then comes back the next season and wins the Super Bowl MVP and becomes the comeback kid. Patrick Mahomes is throwing no-look passes. Patrick Mahomes is throwing a ball downfield. Patrick Mahomes is scrambling down the sideline with defenders afraid to tackle him. He looks like he can be one of the greatest QBs of all time. But because we play in the, or at least we're moving towards the conclusion of the Tom Brady era, everybody's going to get compared to Tom Brady. It's no different than Michael Jordan syndrome. In the generations that came after him and followed him, everybody's been compared to Mike. Kobe Bryant obviously had a chance to play with Mike just on that back end. And then Michael Jordan comes out of retirement. And then once Michael Jordan retires, here's LeBron James. Boom. Now all we get is the LeBron James, Michael Jordan comparisons, even though their games are far from similar. But it comes to legacy, we get those comparisons. And we're going to have the same thing. So get used to it for years with Pat Mahomes. Is it fair for Patrick Mahomes to get compared to Tom Brady? No, but it speaks to his potential for greatness. But let's not get into the GOAT. You know, that's, I'm so tired of hearing about GOAT. GOAT this, and this guy's the GOAT, and the GOAT emoji. Let's stop it. Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked about Steph Curry, and he said, yeah, Steph Curry is he's the GOAT. He very well may be one of the greatest shooters of all time. But I just feel the phrase is overused. And so we can talk about Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes wins three titles, is he the greatest of all time? I don't know. I think he might already be there. I think he has another Super Bowl in him. If Patrick Mahomes stays healthy and plays another, let's give him 12 more years. Do I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win another Super Bowl? I think he has another one in him, yes. Is he going to win two more? I would say in 12 years, yeah, minimum. But I don't know why that would disqualify or take away from making him the greatest of all time. I mean, let the damn guy's career play out. Let's enjoy the greatness of Pat Mahomes while he's here. Because we don't know if he's going to go ahead and get a gold jacket. We don't know if he's going to surpass Tom Brady or Joe Montana as the greatest of all time. But I can tell you this much. When you go into the stadium, maybe one day we'll be back in the stadiums. Or if you turn on the television set, you see the greatness of Pat Mahomes. So enjoy it while it's here and don't make, projections as to, okay, this is what's going to make him the greatest of all time. Like, let his career play out. Nobody was looking at Michael Jordan in the 80s going, well, if he does this, he's going to be the greatest of all time. Nobody was thinking about that. Nobody was thinking about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time 15 years ago. Nobody was. So let's just enjoy Patrick Mahomes and see what he can do. I favor him to go out again and be right back in another AFC title game with a chance to go to the Super Bowl and win it again because he has that much talent. Okay, more JR Sport Brief when we come back. I want to talk to you about the NCAA and Congress. I'm trying to get a law passed. The NCAA just drives me crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.